WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man charged with Wednesday afternoon's kidnapping is now additionally charged with aggravated robbery. Bryan police say that 28-year-old Zachary Drake has been charged with Wednesday morning's robbery of Donald Donuts, as well as linked to a robbery at Antiquables on South College in June. As university students begin to feel the effects of student loan interest rates that just doubled, Texas A&M is trying to do what it can to help out. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Fox, says staff at the university are working hard and updating the websites to make sure students understand that there's been an increase in the rates, but also that there are thinking strategies that can help them in the long run.
What we would tell students is always to think about your living arrangements, and do you live in a dorm, do you live in an apartment, do you have one roommate, do you have three, you know, and keeping costs for their expenses for education lower if they can.
Fox says another key practice is for students to only borrow what they actually need so that they don't fall into the trap of having to pay anything extra. As the city of Bryan prepares to make an action plan for government-supplied funds, community comments are welcome through the last Friday of the month. Bryan Community Development Manager Elsie Bond says the comments and concerns help them to make sure that money will be spent in the best possible way for our area.
The plan itself basically outlines the requirements of the grant, which at least 70% of community development block grant funds have to go to serve low and moderate income households and families, and all of the home grants. So everything revolves around the eligibility of the people that we serve and the areas that we serve.
If you have a comment about fair housing, you can email or write to them at the addresses found on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new nonprofit organization aiming to get folks back involved with nature. Spokesman Chad Murphy says the whole focus of the Milliken Reserve is to build and promote healthy communities around nature through activities, aesthetics, and wildlife.
It's going to be roughly about 1,000 acres dedicated to that. So things that we're working on currently are mountain biking trails, disc golf courses, organic and natural gardens, and hike and bike trails, equestrian trails. And then we'll be developing pockets of residential components around that.
Murphy says guests will have access to the land through local like-minded organizations such as birdwatching, kayaking, and equestrian clubs. The rest of the 2,500 acres located between Milliken and College Station will be dedicated to conservation. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more details. Folks in the smaller communities should be on the lookout for scammers posing as asphalt pavers. Local Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says these scammers are very friendly, and they seem like the kind of people you'd want to work with.
The guys that are behind it are called the Daly Brothers, and they'll have business cards, and they might show up to your property maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and there might be five of them or so, and they've got this really nice-looking equipment. They'll have a little asphalt with them.
McGuire says don't fall for it, even if the business cards and brochures say they're recommended by the BBB. Call the BBB yourself. You can find the phone number at WTAW.com. And get golf ready through a new program being offered at Bryan's Municipal Golf Course. Jeff Blaugrund with Marketing and Management says golf is a hard game, and they want to remove the intimidation and give potential players confidence on the course.
It takes you right from square one, everything from, you know, what do you do when you go in the pro shop? I mean, what's it like? How do you register for a tee time? What do you wear? How do you act? It's not just the grip, stance, and swing. I mean, it's the whole experience of how do I feel comfortable in the golf course environment so that I don't stick out like a sore thumb.
Blaugrun says the hour-long classes taught by PGA professionals will be Tuesdays and Thursdays for two consecutive weeks starting July 16th, but will also be offered in August. At WTAW.com, you can find more details. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Temperatures this week look to be warming up, and it should be quite warm by the time we get to Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny for today, the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear, lows overnight near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs near 95. Sunshine Wednesday, hot with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Stros and Rangers squared off over the weekend. We'll get you caught up with that. The Bombers keep on winning, and Dwight Howard headed to Houston. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
Okay, that the rain is coming up from the south. It really is. It's kind of on the move up here a little bit. And actually, it's almost a due north-south thing. I mean, it basically, if you went due south and till you got to the Gulf of Mexico, you'd go through Palacios, and that stuff is coming up between Victoria and Palacios, and just headed right up north. Great rain going on right now in Washington County and up in northern Grimes County, and it's moving this way.
Approximately how long? I mean, is it a pretty good band?
It goes all the way down to the coast.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's probably 170 miles, I guess. It's green and got some yellow in it.
That's not bad.
A little bit of yellow there in Washington County, a little bit of red there in northern Grimes County.
Yeah, so. Broccoli and cheese is okay. I don't care for the pimentos in my weather.
Yeah, well, if it moves through, that's all right. But anyhow, we'll see what happens. And again, right now, this is really only in the southernmost portion, kind of down where we are. We've got some rain here at the radio station. But
somebody call the big school and tell them to open the dome.
We'll see. Yeah, that's right. And there will be classes today, so just in case. Well, you know, anytime there's inclement weather, they're never sure over there, so we want to
I'm just happy it's raining so my daughter could see it.
Summer school classes.
Yeah,
I
think so. So a Hitler chicken restaurant recently opened in Thailand. Yeah.
Hitler chicken.
And its surprisingly familiar graphic design has KFC a little bit upset. The awnings are red, and the text is white, and it's pretty much looks exactly like a KFC restaurant. Except instead of the Colonel's happy face on the logo, there's a big picture of Hitler in a red apron.
That's really strange.
Yeah, he's even wearing the Colonel's signature black bow tie. Spokesman for KFC, obviously they are not happy. They are considering legal action.
Considering my foot.
Well, you know, but again, if you think about it, over in that part of the world, you know, China has total disregard for any product that's patented in the
true.
United States.
That's true.
They really don't care. They just, they, you know, if the people want it, then they can go get it, buy it out on the street. And so that's what that's all about. So this may be the latest incarnation of that kind of foolishness. So Doug Engelbart passed away. Doug Engelbart. You remember him.
Who could forget old Doug?
Doug is the one who brought us the XY position indicator for a display system. Called a mouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Doug.
That's what his patent said back in November of 1970. That was an XY position indicator for a display system.
Wow.
Saw a little bit of an interview with him yesterday, and he said all the technology that went into that mouse already existed. It was just a matter of bringing it together to do that. What's sad is he started, you know, again, he got the patent in 1970, but he really didn't make any money off
of it. Of course he didn't.
You know, by then, the patent had already run out. The 17 years had already run out. And the thing is, and Doug was doing okay, I think. Doug was working for the Stanford Research Institute, so he must be a pretty smart fellow. He was in his mid-80s when he passed away. Anyhow, plenty of inventors failed to make millions and billions or even thousands for their famous creations. Among these others on the list, Post-it notes.
Yep.
Post-it notes. It wasn't...
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
It was bad glue.
Spencer Silver, who came up with the unique adhesive, and Art Fry, who had the bookmark idea, say they aren't rich. They're just comfortably well off. But again, they worked for 3M. And you sign a deal when you go to work for 3M saying, you do it, it's ours. If you come up with it when you work for us, it's ours. And they did that. The karaoke machine. Some people think whoever invented this thing did well. But actually, Daisuke Anio failed to patent his creation, which spun out of a gig that he had playing backing drums at a bar whose patrons provided the vocals. One day, he couldn't make it. He put his music on tape, and, you know, there you go. That's how it all got started. And then there's the MP3. Who wouldn't want an MP3? Well, I wouldn't, but younger people. Karlheinz Brandenburg started working with the MP3 in the 1980s using the song Tom's Diner, which was by Suzanne Vega, because there was no money to distribute the software. It was marketed as shareware. So, a freebie.
What?
Yeah, a freebie. Hovercraft. The mistake Sir Christopher Cockerell made was getting the British government involved in his invention, which he thought would have a true military function. He surrendered his patent to the corporation that the government set up around the vehicle. He eventually was awarded a lump sum settlement of $1.6 million in today's money, but that's a fraction of what he would have made had he been able to take that out to the private market.
No kidding.
Sometimes they don't get it. Sometimes they just don't. 719. Okay, we don't do top tens, but we're going to do 10 today because it's pretty interesting. It's Brand Keys. This is a company, a consultancy, has identified the top 25 most patriotic brands in U.S. America.
Okay.
Not quite sure what any of them have to do with the fact that, you know, America, except the fact that they are American. But, I mean, if you think of a patriotic brand, what comes to mind?
Cracker Jack.
Well, that's interesting. It's not on this list, but patriotic brand. Okay, so here we go. Number 10, it's a tie. I love it. This is why I wanted to do number 10, because it's Budweiser and Marlboro.
honest to God, Budweiser was one of the first things that came to my mind.
Beer and cigarettes. You can't beat that, can you? Man. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9 is New Balance and Harley Davidson. That's a tie. Number
New
8.
Balance?
New Balance, yeah.
Huh.
Shoe company up there in New England. They were the first ones to make $100 sneakers, by the way.
Really?
Yep, that was the first company to do that. Number 8, a tie between Kodak and Gillette. Number 7, Ralph Lauren. Number 6, Wrigley's. Number 5, Zippo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep. Number 4 is Colgate. Number three, Levi Strauss and Disney Tide.
But they don't make Levi's here anymore.
No, they don't. Number two is Hershey's and Coca-Cola. And number one, Jeep.
Jeep. Really?
Yeah, as far as patriotic brands. I guess simply because it was tied up with the whole military thing.
I guess.
We'll
interesting.
Computer, for all you computer geeks out there, security researchers think they have found a major security flaw in Google's Android mobile operating system.
Uh-oh.
Boy, it's a good thing that nobody uses Google. It's a good thing that nobody has an Android operating system that uses Google either. Oh, wait.
Try again.
Never mind. It could affect up to 99% of the phones with the operating system. The flaw, which reportedly gives hackers a master key to the system, is associated with the security verification process that has been used with the Google Play App Store since version 1.6, so pretty much from the beginning. For comparison, the latest version is 4.2. Luckily for Android users, the research firm told Google about the problem in February, and fixes have been released for some phones already. Okay, they told them about it in February, and they're not sharing it with us until now, huh?
Sketchy.
Psst. Hey, by the way, there could be a problem. Just letting you know. All right. All right, pretty much everybody knows. We've talked about it here already. Twinkies will return to the store July 15th. That is a week from today. Make your plans. Go ahead and camp out, whatever you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Hostess plans to freeze Twinkies to extend freshness. Kind of. The new owners will start freezing Twinkies and other snack cakes to extend their expiration date instead of delivering them directly to stores. The stores would defrost them and restock the shelves as needed. Some think the thawing process could undermine the integrity of the product.
Yeah, what if you're planning to freeze them yourself at home?
Yeah.
Everyone knows twice freeze is just not good.
Okay, here's my problem with this story. They're talking about, once again, some think the thawing process will undermine the integrity of the product. It's a Twinkie! You know how long they last by themselves?
Ever. Forever.
Rice did the research on it. You can do almost anything. They're almost indestructible. So the idea that we might be undermining the integrity of the product is a little strange. But nonetheless, just letting you know.
Well, when you freeze it, it can change the structural component or the cream could change its consistency, the bread. Lots of breads and cakes will become slightly more stale when you freeze them.
But this is a Twinkie.
Bulletproof.
It's got chemicals in it. It's got a lot of chemicals in it. All right, so let's say that you had a long weekend. Let's say that you were overserved over the weekend. I'm just wanting to let you know that you may be paying the price for a hangover, and it's costing your employer money, too. So if you got drunk over the weekend and you've got a hangover, you need to go in today and apologize to the boss.
I'm so sorry.
It's a new CDC study reveals that hangovers, see, and I don't know how they come up with these numbers. We tell you the numbers if you want to believe them. Hangovers cost the U.S. economy $222 billion a year. That's about $1.90 a drink. Since 72% of that is in lost workplace productivity, then hangovers account for $160 billion of that. Man. So in other words, you're going to get to work today, and your head still pounds. You can't stand the sound of your eyelids crashing together. And you're going to have to go to work, maybe where you put headphones on all day. Ooh, that's like we do here. But not the same. All right. Next half hour, and Kat really wants you to weigh in on this. British bookies are offering odds on baby names and the gender of Prince William and Kate Middleton's baby. You care about that much?
I think it's great that they're having a kid.
That's the best ho-hum I've ever heard.
Right. I think the big news right now is Andy Murray winning.
Well, no, see, we did that while you were gone.
That's what.
We were talking about how the British hate the Scots.
He's Scottish.
But the fact that he won, all of a sudden he's embraced by the kingdom now. It's just one big happy family until something else happens.
I don't think they hate Scottish.
Okay. I'm not going to say, not all of them hate anybody. That's true in any group, but there's some problems between the two, shall we say? As Kevin had mentioned, if you mention that to Sean Connery, he kind of
he'll brillo up a little.
He does. He gets a little bit rankled over that. But nonetheless, I know they're all excited about that, and You know, they got a guy who talks funny who's won. All right, 725.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Good morning at 725. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Kind of some hit and miss showers moving through the Brazos Valley coming up from the south. So we'll hope it gets to the center part of the county and beyond, because it is kind of pouring in from the north and, pouring in from the south. And the rain goes all the way down to the coast, so there's a little bit of history to it if it'll just get here. Other than that, going to be pretty warm today. Look for a high temperature of 96, 75 for a low temperature tonight, and temperatures climb steadily as we move through the week till we get to 100 toward the end of the week, and lows each night will be in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, winds are out of the south at 3, gusting a little bit, and then we've got a heat index of 78 degrees if it's not raining where you are. Otherwise, it's a little bit cooler than that, and our air temperature is 77.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A Los Angeles gruel meal program is on the endangered list, targeted by, believe it or not, the teachers' union. The program feeds 200,000 students breakfast in their classrooms. And that, says United Teachers Los Angeles, is the source of the problem. The union says that the program has created messes. It's attracted pests, not the kids. It's eaten into teaching time. Put more bluntly, the teachers don't want to play maid or mommy to a bunch of school kids, and they don't want roaches, rodents, and other vermin in the classrooms. They just want to teach the little buggers and then go home. No muss, no fuss, no food, no cleanup, no drama. Now, this issue isn't easy for L.A. Unified School District Superintendent John Deasy. Although he supports the breakfast in classroom program, he says it will be axed next year unless the board reinstates it. Two big reasons he wants the program to stay. One, another union, the SEIU, service workers, they want it to stay. Second reason is money. The breakfast in classroom program in 280 schools brings in $6 million in federal money, 900 jobs to the SEIU, jobs that would go away if the kids ate in the cafeteria instead of in the classroom. So we have two big unions pitted against each other with a big school superintendent caught in the middle. The major sticking point, money from the federal government. Feeding the kids, it's a sideshow in this battle of wills.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man in jail for the last Wednesday's kidnapping is now also charged with multiple counts of armed robbery. Bryan police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake is charged with the robbery of Donald Donuts that happened the same day as the kidnapping, as well as a robbery in June at Antiquables on South College. The local Better Business Bureau says to watch out for con men claiming they'll pave your road. President Bill McGuire says it happens every year from April through October, and last September, a couple in Lyon lost about $4,000. He says even if the BBB logo is on a business card or brochure, be careful.
If somebody does that with you and you get that BBB logo, stop what you're doing, call us, or just go to your computer and check and see if they're really with BBB. Sometimes people advertise falsely that they are with us. That's what these guys are doing.
McGuire says they are friendly, look professional, and use clean new machines, but they're just very good con men. Student loan interest rates are doubling, but staff at A&M say there are certain practices that students can do to try to mitigate the cost of college. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Falk, says it's especially beneficial to count the costs ahead of time and really consider what would be spent on living arrangements and supplies. She also advises that students keep loans specific to school costs.
The less you borrow, the less, obviously, you have to repay once you're out of school. So you want to keep those things in mind as you're looking at student loans and whether you will or you will not have to take out a student loan. And if you do, how much do you really need and only borrow that amount?
Falk says that although overall this means that students will end up paying more for student loans, she doesn't think it will deter interested students from going to college. If you're active in a nonprofit that usually benefits from government-funded grants provided through Bryan, now's the time to speak up. Community Development Manager Alcee Bond says citizens can ask how to access programs and express what they like or don't like that's being done in the neighborhoods.
Their statement's going to go in the action plan, and HUD will see that. Ultimately, it is City Council's decision on the approval of the plan followed by HUD. But all the comments that people make, whether they're a citizen, a partner of us, anybody, all the comments go in the action plan.
Bond says the grants are geared to serve special needs populations such as the elderly and low and moderate income families, with a special emphasis on housing. At WTAW.com, you can find her contact information. At Bryan Municipal Golf Course, the motto is for you to discover the game and love it for life. Marketing and management professional Jeff Blaugren says more than just grip, stance, and swing, they'll acclimate players to the whole atmosphere and etiquette.
You don't have to have equipment. You don't have to spend any money. One of the other criticisms of golf is its expense. This is an opportunity to come out and test golf. We'll provide the gear. We'll provide the opportunity to experience it. And if you say, just what I thought, I didn't like it. Or you might say, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
Class sizes are no more than 6 students to 1 PGA professional, and Blaugren says you're ready to play after 4 lessons on back-to-back Tuesdays and Thursdays starting July 16th. For dates and registration details, visit WTAW.com.
And if you're involved in an organization that uses nature and the outdoors, a new nonprofit called Milliken Reserve wants to get to know you. Spokesman Chad Murphy says their goal is to get local groups enjoying the 2,500-acre property and experiencing nature through hike and bike trails, gardens, and activities.
We're reaching out and trying to partner with various organizations within the community. For example, Brazos Valley Mountain Bike Association and the Disc Golf Association and Brazos Valley Equestrian Riders, and really see how we can integrate all of those within this 1,000 acres.
Murphy says the other 1,500 acres are dedicated to conservation, with some areas housing communities. He says the reserve also has a large agricultural and natural gardening component. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevCheck's have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Luckenbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org. Pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
I was able to reach him at any time. Those are some of the attributes and traits that my family, that we loved.
And it didn't matter what time or night I had questions, I could shoot Jeff a text or an email, and he'll get an answer pretty soon.
Every time I called Jeff, he answered the phone. And I know Jeff gives his clients his cell phone number, and he's there for them night and day.
Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Beautiful. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:38. It's sponsored by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
Temperatures this week look to be warming up, and it should be quite warm by the time we get to Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny for today, the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear, lows overnight near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs near 95. Sunshine Wednesday, hot with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you look at the two walks in the first definitely hurt, followed by the three-run homer.
Yeah, that would usually do it. The three-run homer is what gets you every time.
Yeah.
That's Bo Porter. He is the manager for the Houston Astros. They fell to the Rangers. Also, the Bombers doing well, and Dwight Howard headed to Texas. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you coming up in about 12 minutes.
Well, you know, if you lived here at Crystal Park Plaza, you'd be getting rain at your house. Just saying. It's raining again.
Are you rubbing it in?
No, just letting you know. Down south, southeast of Navasota, there's a pretty good rainstorm right now. And anyhow, it's over into Caldwell a little bit, and it's moving up. We're like almost halfway into Brazos County, getting some rain out there. So it's kind of nice. It's light rain. It's moving in out of Peach Creek and Welburn and that sort of thing. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, tourists in California's Death Valley have been asked to stop frying eggs on the sidewalk. Stop frying eggs on the sidewalk.
Aww.
Death Valley has been experiencing a heat wave, you know, and for them, that's pretty serious. Temps hitting about 120 degrees and higher, and visitors have been testing the myth that it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
I would do it.
Okay, well, they're asking you not to. Local officials say tourists have been leaving behind a mess of runny eggs and cartons and broken shells. Oh, gosh. U.S. Americans behaving badly? What are the chances? A post on Death Valley's official Facebook page reads, quote, "This is a national park. Please put trash in the garbage or recycle bins provided and don't crack eggs on the sidewalk," end quote. Officials say if you ignore their warning, well, then,
they'll get you.
Yeah, they will. We'll see what happens.
I once tried to fry an egg in Houston.
Did you?
Yeah.
On the sidewalk or just like on a stove? Yeah, okay. All right, I want to go, you've got a story on it today, and I just kind of want to go through a few facts on this student loan thing. Because,
okay.
I mean, it's got a lot of people just getting all knotted up. Kathleen Pender wrote it today in the SF Gate, which is San Francisco. Congress failed to pass this thing that would have stopped the rate increase, okay? So the increase applies only to new, subsidized Stafford loans taken out on or after today, okay? Those loans go to students from low and middle-income families and made up 38% of all the student loans and parent loan dollars that were disbursed last year. Doesn't affect the unsubsidized loans. Now, just so you'll know, so we know in hard dollars and cents, the average subsidized loan for 1 year is about $3,300, okay? And the average subsidized debt at graduation is about $9,000, okay? $3,300 for 1 year, $9,000 for your career.
That's
okay?
The average.
That's the average. Over your standard 10-year repayment term, doubling the interest on that $3,300 means that your monthly loan payment will go up less than $7, okay? Less than seven stinking dollars. And I know nobody in that age group wastes $7 in a month.
No.
None. And if you talk about the entire career, the entire time that you're there, then the increase is less than $18. And I know they don't waste $18
how
in a month
that,
either.
If it's doubling, how is it possible that it's only rising by $7 or
$18? I'm just telling you, that's what it is. That's what the numbers are. They ran the numbers and that's it because it's going to, I think, 6.8%.
Well, I kind of wish you'd told me before I interviewed somebody and wrote a story
it's
about
all right.
It.
Not a problem. You're not the only one. There's a whole lot of people who are trying to be up in arms over this. And I believe that our little bundles of sweetness out there in college probably waste $8 a month, okay? I think they do. So I understand that my problem with this is that they took it out of, the government decided to take the loan business away from financial institutions. And I'm not saying financial institutions got rich in any way, shape, or form doing college loans. But, you know, I remember talking to one guy at a local bank because I was going to get a loan for one of my kiddos to go to college. And, I mean, they help you through the paperwork. They really walk you through it. It was a great deal. It was still low interest rates. And, again, just a small revenue stream for the banks, just a little one, but the government took it away from them. And why'd they want to go in and do that? Hello.
So do the math. You're talking about less than $85 a year?
Well, you know, yeah, but, you know, they don't waste that, do they?
I waste more than that in a month paying for cable.
Yeah, okay, whatever it happens to be. Hello.
Good morning. Are you saying our sweet little showrooms can't do the math themselves?
No, they can't. Well, that's why we need to tell them. Because, you know, they've got to go get that coffee that costs $7 every day. Okay? They do that every day. And they got that going on.
I don't think they do that every day.
Well, I bet a lot of them do.
Just saying, just so we know. Just want to make sure everybody got the numbers. Here's something you don't see every day. It's a dog in a beekeeper suit. That's right. A dog in a beekeeper suit. Buzz, that's a good name for the black lab, in southern Australia. And he's not really a beekeeper, but he works with one. So his owner decided that, you know, Buzz probably needed to be protected because he is able to sniff out a bee disease called American foul brood. Now,
Why's it got to be American?
Yeah, what's the deal with the Australians? Why they got to call it American? It's a bacteria that kills bee larvae at an alarming rate. And how do they know it came from America? But it has a very distinctive smell, which leads to an early detection, which means they can, in fact, treat the hive successfully. There's nothing new about dogs sniffing out American fowl breed. They've been able to do that for a long, long time. They do it mostly in cold weather when the bees aren't active, so they don't need the protective wear. But if they do that during the summertime, they need a little protection. So there you are. 745 Coca-Cola. Makers of Coca-Cola are experimenting with a bottle made entirely of ice. It's available only in Columbia. That's Columbia, South Carolina, not like Columbia, South Carolina. For now, there's no word on whether the company will actually roll it stateside. The water gets frozen in bottle shapes at 13 below zero. The bottles have a rubber band that allows drinkers to hold them. I don't think like a thin rubber band, like probably
like a koozie.
Kind of a koozie deal. They melt into nothing when the drink is gone. Critics are not wowed by the seemingly green product because, oh, of course, extra refrigeration is required, and that's going to use more energy.
You can't win for losing.
You can't. You cannot please those people. You just cannot please them. Anyway, that's what again, that sounds pretty neat. I don't know that you want to carry a six-pack home in the car, though, right?
If you do, you want to do it quick.
Oh, I forgot the Coke. Yeah.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 2.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Children and parents tend to think everybody ought to be just like them. Of course, when siblings feel that way, it's a recipe for conflict. The question is, how can parents teach their kids to respect each other's differences? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. 13-year-old Hannah loves order. Each night, she selects an outfit for the next day and hangs it neatly to keep her room clean. She carefully plans her days and doesn't like surprises. Hannah's younger sister, Sarah, she's another story. She'll let laundry pile up, and a good day for her is darting from one activity to the next, embracing whatever opportunities come along. Not surprisingly, Hannah and Sarah's different views about life often lead to friction. If this sounds like your kids, you may be wondering how to get them to appreciate each other. One thing we do in our house is speak positively about one another, especially at the dinner table. And hopefully, my wife and I begin by modeling this for our boys. Then we help them try it out by asking, "What's something you like about your brother?" Now, sometimes the answer can be humorous. Usually, this is all it takes to get the ball rolling. It's a great way to teach them to respect one another. Naturally, we want our children to accept each other. Parents can build a solid foundation for that by modeling positive behavior themselves and teaching their kids to do the same. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information.
about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has, thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. The Brazos Valley Bombers started the game off early by plating three runs in the first and then another three in the second and never looked back, completing the sweep of the Victoria Generals 13-7 with the win yesterday, running the Bombers' record to an almost gaudy 29-5. Brazos Valley Bombers will send 11 players to this year's Texas Collegiate League All-Star Game, set for 7:05 tomorrow at Drillers Park in Kilgore. By the way, Brazos Valley coach Kurt Dixon and his staff will manage the West All-Stars.
A swing and a long drive. Right center field. Martinez going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack for A.J. Przinski. It's 3-0 Rangers in the first.
Przinski's dinger and Nelson Cruz had a tie-breaking single in the fifth, and the Rangers beat the Stros 5-4. Here's Stros manager Bo Porter.
When you look at the two walks in the first, definitely hurt. Followed by the three-run homer, but it's the walks that turns it into a three-run homer.
Five relievers, including right-hander Joaquim Soria, in his first appearance in nearly 2 years, pitched a scoreless inning apiece after rookie starter Justin Grimm couldn't get out of the fifth. Here's A.J. Przinski on getting Soria back.
They had good life on him. They had good finish on him. You know, he looked comfortable out there, which was the main thing. I mean, he looked like he hadn't missed a day. I mean, it was amazing how comfortable and how in rhythm and how, you know, most guys haven't pitched in over a year. A little nervous, a little fidgety out there. He just was like, ho-hum, this is like another spring training game. And, he went out and did what he does.
Since we're talking baseball, congratulations are in order for College Station Major Boys. They're off to the sectional playoffs after winning in their playoff series here locally over the weekend. In the NBA, Dwight Howard's addition to the Rockets has Kevin McHale planning Houston Rockets winning, well, championships long before the NBA's top center has a chance to hit free agency again. Friday, Howard agreed to a 4-year, $88 million contract with the Rockets that will include an option to become a free agent again in 3 seasons.
He's got a 4th championship point here at Wimbledon. Into his service action he goes. He goes up wide. Oh, what a return from Djokovic right on the baseline. He's won it! Andy Murray is Wimbledon champion!
Andy Murray became the first British male since Fred Perry in 1936 to win the men's title at Wimbledon.
It's hard to put into words, really. I'm still in a bit of shock, to be honest, that last game. It took a lot out of me, really, mentally. I don't really know what to say. Normally, I can speak okay after matches, but today is going to be a struggle. I just can't believe I managed to do it. I worked extremely hard for this, and after last year, to come back from that was extremely tough, so I'm proud that I managed to do that, and that last game was very, very challenging mentally, probably the hardest few points I've ever had to play in my life.
Murray beat top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 to add this year's Wimbledon title to his U.S. Open crown dating back in 2012. In NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson is the first driver in 31 years to sweep both Daytona races. The Daytona 500 winner became the first driver since Bobby Allison in 1982 and the fifth overall to win both the Daytona 500 and the summer race, which in this year was the Coke Zero 400, in a season in the single season at the Daytona International Speedway. And finally, Marcelo Servais and Hector Jimenez scored second-half goals, and the Los Angeles Galaxy beat FC Dallas 2-0 on Sunday. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay. You want to hear Shaq?
All those holes, it's a dangerous place to go.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wrong station.
I think so. Okay, here we go. Want to hear Shaq?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
It was expected. You know, we've all been in LA, and not a lot of people can handle being under the bright lights. Everybody wants to do it, but when you get there, you know, there's certain pressures. And, you know, I think it was a safe move for him to go to a little town like Houston.
Little town.
We'll start off.
That's right, little town. I said it.
Okay, there you go.
Way to win friends and influence people in the state of Texas there, big guy.
Yeah, well, just think about it. Some guy last week in Houston signed a Shaq to make a personal appearance, right? Somewhere there's some guy going, oh, man, are you kidding me?
Well, and I think he endorses Buick. They're Buick dealers.
Oh, that's right,
going,
yeah.
No!
Good point. Yeah, Buick dealers are pretty happy about that. Nice job. So the former Miss Pennsylvania, that'd be Sheena Monin, got the short end of the Donald Trump stick and is going to have to pay the Donald and Miss USA pageant $5 million.
Why come?
Well, because she apparently defamed them and said that the pageant was fraudulent.
Oh, really?
Yep. So if you've put the event out of your mind, Sheena claimed that at this year's pageant, another contestant had seen a written list of five finalists backstage before winners were officially announced on stage.
Ooh.
Yeah, then she resigned as Miss Pennsylvania the next day and said the pageant was fraudulent, lacking in morals, inconsistent, and in many ways trashy.
Oh.
In many ways trashy, which you know Trump loves to hear.
Well, right now she's in many ways poor.
Yeah, that's also true. Doesn't like that. Okay, now whether you're in Las Vegas or in a small town casino down the street, well, not here down the street, at least not legally, slot machine sounds more or less the same. That jangly music and the whir of the spinning wheels and all that accompanied with the loud beeps and the chimes. And a recent study shows that some of those noises can easily fool our brains into thinking that we have won even when we have lost money. Researchers
really?
From the University of Waterloo in Ontario said, because the jubilant sound effects are always tied to wins or even partial losses, they act as a positive reinforcement that can skew your perception of lost money. Oh, so in other words, in Las Vegas, they try to make you think you're winning? Is this news?
Those mobsters.
I'm telling you. Now, that's another story. We may talk about that in just a second. But you know, the thing is, things have changed in Vegas now because they don't pay out in coins like they used
to. Nope.
That's part of the sound that's really missing now that really, again, when I was a lot younger and wet, that was part of the deal. I
mean, ting, 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 ting.
Do they pay in plastic or what?
They didn't know. It's just credits now.
Oh.
See, and so that's not as much fun when you get the payout. But anyway, there's story. Reading a story over the weekend about Macau, which has become just the center of gambling.
Yeah, it's like a gambling mecca.
I mean, this was a little bit of swampy ground over there, and Sheldon Adelson, who owns the Sands Corporation, was pretty much the guy who started over there. And Sands owns now the Venetian and Palazzo in Las Vegas. But the numbers in America are nothing compared to what they are over there. I mean, because they're just big-time dollars. What they said is for Las Vegas to be able to equal what Macau is doing now for these gambling corporations, basically every man, woman, and child in America would have to go to Las Vegas.